Welcome, welcome, mamas. This week we have a goodie, and we're excited because one of our moms, our listeners, wrote to us and let us know that this was a problem for her. And so in today's episode, we will be talking to that mother and to you mothers who are having the same problem, and that's getting the seatbelt on our littles. So in this episode, we will be giving you the tools that will hopefully get your kids in their car seats a lot smoother. So let's dive in.
Hey, Mama. Welcome to the Nurturing Parent Podcast. Do you want to end the constant battles for bath time? Do you find yourself emotionally exhausted at the end of the day? Do you wake up with big hopes for a smooth day of fun with your little ones, only to face an early morning meltdown because you peeled their banana the wrong way?
Silly you. Hey, I'm Serena. I am a mama of two little ones, and as a new mama, I constantly question myself. I wanted to make sure I was raising respectful kids while also building a strong bond with them. But I discovered that I had to unlearn my ideas that punishment was the way. With Amalisa's encouragement, I've been practicing a respectful and gentle parenting approach, which is strengthening our bond as a family.
And hi, I'm Amalisa. Amma means grandmother in Icelandic. I am a mama and an amma. And I have over 40 years of experience in child care and parent coaching. And I am so excited to share the knowledge I've gained over these years with you.
Together in this podcast, each week we will explore some easy to implement skills you can add to your parenting tool belt to help you create a happy, thriving family.
Hello. Today, I'm here to read to you another of my previously published parenting advice columns from the Fishbowl magazine on Salt Spring Island. And this one is going out to a mama in Britain who wrote to us and shared with us a problem that she was having. So Shavari, this is for you. One of the problems that she brought forward was getting a toddler into a car seat. So this column is called Car Seat Woes, and I'll read it for you, and then Mama Serena will jump on, and together we'll dive deeper. All right, here we go. Dear Singing Amma, my two-year-old kicks and yells and spits at me when I try to get him into his car seat. I use a lot of the how to talk so kids will listen principles. For you listeners, that's the program that I've taught for many years and a lot of what I bring here to the podcast. So this mama uses a lot of that in her parenting already, but nothing seems to be doing the trick. Please help. Signed, Mama of a Toddler. Dear Toddler Mama, it can be frustrating when communication and relationship tools we use seem to stop working. I want you to know this is normal. As children grow through ages and stages, we may have to use different tools to suit new emerging behaviors. If this toddler is a second or third child, the communication skills that seem to work with a previous child at the same age may not work for this one. Each child is a different person. Each parent-child relationship has different dynamics, strengths, and issues. Two-year-olds across the board are developing a psychological awareness that they are, in fact, a separate entity from their mothers. Thus, the surging, demonstrative outcries for independence. Do your best to see the bigger picture within the context of developmental growth. In this case, the need for emerging autonomy. To honor it as best we can, give them the reins whenever possible, and to let go of our end of the struggle. Make a game out of it. Okay, I'm easier said than done. But let's look at a few things. Make sure that car rides, are often associated with fun, making more child interest-based activities, new adventurous walks, and free outdoor playtime frequent destination points in the car. Children's psyches struggle to keep up with overly busy scheduling. Cut back on errands that could be done without toddler in tow. Create routines for car rides. Pack car snacks together. Play or sing favorite in the car songs. Whenever possible, make sure children are rested, fed, and dry before heading out. Dry diapers, that meant. Talk to children about what comes next in their day, giving them a sense of safety and time to prepare for transitions. Driving the car for 3 minutes before getting buckled in can create a happy mood. Sing a bouncy car song to delineate time. Climbing in independently and learning to buckle themselves in will take more time, but toddlers relish opportunities to feel some control in their young lives. Now, Mama Serena, you've got a toddler. How's it going with the car seats? Are you trying any of those or all of those? Are any of them working or is nothing working? How's it going in your world with the car seat?
Getting in the car seat isn't so bad. She hates just putting the seatbelt on. So the getting into the car seat isn't much of a fight, but when we're getting the seatbelt on, she cries. We even got her one of her favorite characters, Sky from Paw Patrol. We got her that car seat so she can enjoy it or be more excited to get into it, which she was for 2 days.
Right? Right?
And right. Then it was like, who cares?
Yeah, that novelty has now worn off and forget it. Yeah, it's so common, you guys. So just to know that it's, you know, your child is not the worst child on the planet. You are not the worst parent on the planet. It's normal. I know a lot of adults who don't like strapping into car seat belts. You know, it's a restrictive thing.
Yeah, that's me.
And imagine your body, somebody, a big body coming and putting you in the seat and making you sit there and pulling this strap around you and buckling it in. I mean, I can understand how that could be upsetting, right?
Yeah, especially with the cold and jackets, and it's kind of like very stuffy with your jacket, or if you have sweaters on and to put those straps
over.
On.
Yeah, it's like a claustrophobic feeling for me, that feeling.
I like if you can avoid taking them out if they're going through that phase right now. And if they can stay home, let them stay home if it's going to be a fight, depending on where you have to go and who's home to help. But
yes, especially if it's errands. If you have to go grocery shopping, it's so much better if you don't have to struggle them into the car seat and then take them to a grocery store where they're going to be bored or they're going to be getting, you know, out of control sometimes in grocery stores. I don't know if any of that happens to any of you, but it happens to most of us, right? So definitely leaving them home whenever possible is a really helpful one. But when you have to take them in, maybe there's somewhere they have to go. There's a few things that you can do. One of them, and this is, you know, they're all a little bit of work, but if you're having really big struggles, then you might want to put in a little bit of extra time to try and alleviate those struggles. One of those is to bring the car seat into the living room and let them play getting in the car seat. Let them put their dolly or their stuffy into the car seat and then they buckle the stuffy up. And notice how they talk to their baby when they're play acting. Because if they're being frustrated and angry and saying, "Put your hand," then you know that they're imitating how it feels for them.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
So then noticing how you could come and interact and say, "Oh, baby, you don't want to go in the car seat. I understand car seats can be frustrating. Could we do this? Buckle up and you listen for the sound when it goes click. And as soon as it goes click, what song should we sing? Let's sing a song. Soon as it goes click. I recommend having three songs that you sing in the car. And they get to choose which one you sing together as soon as that click happens. Take you riding in the car, car. Take you riding in the car, car. Take you riding in the car, car. Take you riding in the car. Now, we're going to teach you that one on Friday and a bit more about car songs, but they could be any song. Willoughby, wallaby, woo. An elephant sat on you. Willoughby, wallaby, wee. An elephant sat on me. Willoughby, wallaby, war. An elephant sat on the car. Uh-oh. Willoughby, wallaby, woad. An elephant sat on the road. And that song we've sung on a Family Fun Friday also. And it's fun because you can get really playful with it. So it can do the job of changing the mood. So anyway, choose your three songs. That's one of my recommendations. And that you could implement if you do bring the car seat into the living room to let them explore and play with and practice climbing in and out. It's going to be easier when it's on the living room floor than when it's in the back seat of your car. But at least they can start feeling comfortable with it, make it fun.
Yeah, this is one of the times where you really have to, if things aren't going the way you want, you just got to switch into that playful mode and try to get playful. If you're frustrated, you just have to try to let that go and switch gears into your playful mode. That's what it's going to help more than the frustration and the yelling. And
we cannot change our children's minds when our children are upset. Have you noticed? They get upset and they got a lot more stamina to hold on to that than have to argue them out of it, because arguing them out of it doesn't actually work. Right. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do is encourage you to have a preventative situation. So you're going to prevent the actual problem from happening. So if you need to bring that car seat into the living room, let them do some role play with it. You could come along and role play with a dolly and role play, you know, introducing the song idea. Let's get the click. And then if the car seat isn't going to click into anything in the living room, then make a clicking sound yourself. And go, oh, can you make that sound with your mouth? Or do you make a different clicking sound? And just start having it be something that's fun. And then you want to take them out for some fun activities. You want to go places that are enjoyable. And you might just need to rebuild a positive association with the car seat. And so then we go out to the car, get them in the car and get them buckled in, and you go a very short drive to a really fun playground, and then they get to play for a really long time, and then we go back in the car seat and go home. And then you do a few of those so that there's a positive association with the car seat and not the come on, come on, come on, mommy's got to get the groceries done, mommy, da, 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 da. And that fast pushed adult world that we drag them along in, and we're frustrated because we got to get the groceries and we got to get home and we got to get dinner on, and da, 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 you know, and then they're just picking up on all of that and they're resisting.
Yeah.
All of that, right? All of that is where the resistance is, not just about getting buckled into that awkward seat with a strap over you. That's only part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having a little bit of a routine I talked about in there. So pre-car ride, you want to pre-pave, as we say, what's going to happen next. So after lunch, we're going to pack a snack and we're going to choose what shoes you want to wear, anything that they can have a choice about, which coat or sweater you want to wear, if there's a choice there. Or do you want to put, if they have to wear their boots and their coat, then you get to choose if you want to put your boots on first or your coat on first. And to our minds, that would be like, what? Why would that be fun? Because it gives them a feeling of, I'm in control of my world. Just in that moment, I get to put my boots on first because I want to. You can't tell me to put my coat on first because I want to put my boots on first. So you give them that little bit of power, right? That little bit of control in over their environment. They can help you pack three snacks to take. They can help fill their water bottle to take. They can choose a few toys that are safe to have in the car, a book that's safe to have in the car. Lots of cars now have a little pocket in the front seat that they face. So they're, you know, I always had the same books in the car. They were the car books. And then a pack that had the certain toys in it. You can get lots of creativity around this. You can put little Ziploc bags with different groups of toys together for car rides. Of course, you don't want to leave them the plastic bag in the back seat with them.
Yes.
Because plastic bags are dangerous, but.
I have a car seat, a car organizer that goes on to the back of the passenger side. So sometimes I'll hide some because it has different compartments. So I'll hide
Very
different
good.
little toys in there. So
yes.
It's like a surprise when she goes in.
Yes, 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 yes. And if you forgot to hide something in there, but you've got your pack with a few toys in it, then you can, and she could bring a dolly or a stuffy, then you can say, oh, you could hide some things in there for Dolly to discover. You know, like just be creative with how to make it fun, right? So pack up what you're going to take in the car with you. Choose your three car ride songs. What else did we talk about in the column?
Give them time to prepare.
Yeah, that pre-paving, that, you know, like, hurry up, we have to get out to the car right now. Like, that's sometimes that is going to happen no matter how much you tell them, you know, here's what's going to happen next. Using a timer can be your friend again. So after lunch, we're going to pack up our snack for the road. We're going to pack some toys and books to bring in the car. And then we're going to go to the playground. But you'll have some fun things to do while you're in the car. And we've got our three car songs. So you get to choose which one we sing as soon as that buckle gets done up. I had one little fellow with me for a few years, and he loved just playing with little toy cars in the car. And he knew that once the car seat was buckled, he got to choose which cars out of the little container of cars, which ones he would play with that day while we drove. And he was cool with that, right? It was like he knew that that's when it happened every day. He didn't get the cars before, and it wasn't, you're not getting the cars before. It was just like, yep, you can have them as soon as the buckle, as soon as we hear the click, you know.
And
So
that's that
kind of
routine. So that's what he knows to look forward to, and keeping a routine for him.
Keeping it the same, keeping the pattern the same each day. And in fact, going out, if your child isn't napping after lunch, going out right after lunch might be a great time, or going out right after breakfast. Maybe Mondays and Fridays, you go in the car and you go somewhere fun. You know, that kind of thing. If you've got the flexibility of time, if you've got the vehicle, maybe you only have the vehicle on the weekend. And then you take one of those days and you go for a drive to somewhere fun. And so that can help. Nothing is really going to help completely, I'm afraid, until they grow out of that phase. But the more that they have autonomy over their lives and what's happening in their lives within the parameter of those same patterns happening, so that they know what's coming next. When you're explaining to them what's coming next, there you go, right? Yeah, it can be a little smoother. And I hope that some of that was new information for some of you. Shivari, I'd love to hear back from you. If you try any of those, if they work, if they don't work, let us know. Thank you for reaching out to us also, Shivari. And
yes,
anybody else that wants to reach out, direct message us on Instagram or on Facebook. We're there at The Nurturing Parent. And we really do love hearing from you. So hope that was helpful. And Friday, we'll sing and do some activities about car rides.
Okay, so I just wanted to stop and thank Shavari so much for really taking the time to write to us and let us know what she's struggling with. Because you're helping so many other moms right now by even just asking that question, because I know you're not the only mom struggling with getting your kid in the car seat. And us creating this episode for you is helping so many other moms out there. And I really just wanted to acknowledge that and thank you for reaching out to us and asking for help, because as moms, sometimes we just like to sit on the struggle bus and we don't ask anyone for help. And it's really that easy. So thanks for doing that, Shavari. I really appreciate it. And with that being said, I just want to encourage you other mothers, if there is something that you are struggling with, please ask us, because you'll be helping other mothers by just starting that conversation. I promise you're not the only one. So please let us know. And so here are my four gems from this episode. Number one being that they are learning that they are a separate entity and that they can say no. So let's help give them some control over their autonomy and give them choices, whether it's the snack that they want to bring, if it's the shoes before the jacket before the shoes. If they want to buckle themselves in, they can climb into the seat by themselves, but allowing them to have some control over the situation. Then number two is bringing the car seat into the house. That blew my mind. And if you can bring it in and allow them to play with it and get comfortable with it and strap their stuffies in and watching them how they interact with their stuffy while they're buckling them in, that was really cool. And I think that might be really interesting for some of us parents watching our kids do that. And number three was positive associations with car rides. So bringing fun snacks, keeping toys and books in there. And I hide the toys whenever, because the car gets pretty dirty quickly. So anytime I go outside to tidy up the car, I'll hide some things in there. She loves Sky, so I'll put a little Sky in the pocket of the back seat and she can find it and get excited to be in the car for a little. But yeah, snacks, putting their music on, their favorite music. And number four is usually most of my gems in each episode, is a reminder to change the mood, not the mind, because we cannot argue them out. Arguing is not going to help. It's going to make it worse. Remember, we're their calm in their storm. So arguing and yelling and struggling, it's hard on both of us. So if we can find the courage and the energy to just shift the mood and not the mind, it will help. And this Family Fun Friday, we have a fun way to do that too. A few fun ways. So tune into this Friday, because that's a great episode connected to this one. And we hope to see you Friday. So thanks for tuning in, mamas. Bye bye.
Hey, mama.
Thank you for being here with us.
Okay, how cute was that? Thanks for being here with us. Hit subscribe to get notified.
And hey, did you get anything out of this episode? I know I did. Show some love and send it to your mama friends to bless their day too.
And before you run and change that diaper, take 5 seconds and leave us a review saying how much you love us. You'll be helping other mamas find us. Did you know that? And hopefully find answers to the questions that are keeping them awake at night.
And if you screenshot your review and DM it to us, you will be entered to win a 1-hour coaching call at a discounted price with Amalisa.
I can't wait to chat with you. Come hang out with us in our Facebook group or on Instagram. Just click the links in the show notes. And you can direct message us anytime. We would love to chat with you.
We also have a Buy Me a Coffee option for a fun way that you can support this podcast for just as much as you care to give. Just click the show support link in our show notes. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Yeah. Did you see it?